All right, everybody. So now we're going to go over some information for just about 15 minutes or so before we break up into partners and work with partners on some of this fun stuff. So first we're going to go over this information so you'll know what it is that you're experiencing. So the first half of class today, we are going to work with the layers of the aura. And then the second half of class, we'll be working with the chakras. So right now, I'm going to be working off of this sheet right here. And did someone have that book that was kind of, I think you have it.
Yeah.
There we go. I will be looking off of this. Okay. So in this class today, we're really just going to be going over basics. And the basics are interesting and fascinating in and of themselves. And it's like the difference between this book, this little like picture book about chakras, compared to this book, which is like 450 pages long. That looks like a big fat textbook. So we're not going to get into like the really in-depth, which this would be a 12-month course in and of itself. But we're going to give you some really important basics. So I do have some recommended books, and I'm actually going to post them on the Facebook page. So this is my number one favorite book for beginners and intermediates. Even actually everybody could benefit from this book. For learning the aura and the chakras, which are both of our topics today. And it's called Auras and Chakras, Harnessing the Energy Within. And it's by Fiona Toy, F-I-O-N-A, Toy, T-O-Y. This makes me think of when I was a school teacher and I would read picture books. And then she jumped across the street. She saw the little bear. Anyway, it's the size of a kid's picture book, but it's full of information. And the book for advanced students about chakras, but not about the aura, would be Wheels of Life. But see, the thing that I really like about the Auras and Chakras book, in order to really understand chakras, I think you really need to see pictures. You really need to see diagrams and like see how the energy looks. So there are a lot of pictures in this book. Okay. So like I said, we're going to start off with the aura. And most people are aware that there is a field of energy that goes beyond your physical body. And most people are aware of the word aura, that it's this field of energy that extends beyond your physical body, that it's shaped kind of like an egg because it goes above your head a few feet, sometimes several feet, and out the sides of your body and down below your feet. So it's surrounding you in all directions. What a lot of people don't know, though, is that the aura has seven different layers. A lot of people just think of it as one big field of energy, but it does have seven specific layers. Now, today we're going to learn what those layers are, and our purpose is to just have an awareness that there are seven layers and what their names are and just a little bit about each layer. And then in our hands-on portion today of class, you'll have the opportunity to practice feeling the aura of your partner and see if you can feel where one layer ends and the next layer starts and so on. But we won't be getting into really highly technical healing techniques for working on each layer because that's getting into more advanced stuff. So for now, just knowing what the seven layers are. So in this, the book that I was talking about, Auras and Chakras, there's a whole section at the beginning of the book that actually goes through and explains, that has a paragraph about each of the aura layers. And so we're going to look at that. So starting with layer one, the layer that's closest to the body, go ahead and look at your diagram. And you'll see that the layer that's closest to the body, so actually look at your own body here. There's a layer that's just like an inch or two outside of your body. That is the first layer of your aura. Now, depending on what source you look at, there's sometimes slightly different names for each layer. So don't worry about that too much. Your handout calls the first layer the etheric body. And then the book calls this layer the physical auric body. So just go with your handout for now. The etheric body, this is the layer of energy that is closest to the physical body. When someone begins to see auras, this is the layer that they are most likely to be observing. This layer closely follows the shape of the body and is usually uniform in its size, being about 4 to 8 inches deep. So if there's an irregularity in the shape or color of this layer around the body, then that could indicate like an injury or a problem with the physical body. So let's say right here there's a shoulder issue, and like this part of the aura is like this part of that first layer looks like it's pushing out. Maybe there's an injury there. For today, you'll just be practicing whether you can see. We're actually going to be practicing aura gazing. So we'll be practicing seeing the aura, but we'll just be learning to just basically see a layer of energy around the body. I won't be expecting you to see different areas of damage or anything like that. So just to see if there's a field around the body. The second layer is the emotional body. And this is your area of emotions, as the name suggests. This is where you hold all of your emotions, sadness, happiness. If you've had any emotional trauma, this will be stored in that part of the body, in that part of the aura. Okay, the third layer is the mental body. And again, this is pretty easy to surmise what this layer is about. This is about your mental functioning, your higher thinking, your intellect.
Question on this too. Is there like an inch range or anything? Or it just kind of depends?
It's about 2 or 3 inches. And actually, most of them are a couple of inches. So that actually reminds me. So you've got the layer, the etheric body, that's closest around your body, right? And that's between 2 to 4 inches. And then the emotional body is the next layer after that. But here's the thing. So you see on your handout, there's a line that indicates the end of that first layer. Let's see if I can describe this. The second layer doesn't start where the first layer ends. The second layer, the emotional body, the emotional layer of your aura, starts at where your body ends, and it goes from where your body ends. It's through your etheric body and all the way into its own field of the emotional body. So the emotional body goes from your physical body all the way out to the end of the emotional body field. Okay, so if you were to color code And you could take like a yellow colored pencil. No, actually, we want to think about what color we're using. If you were to draw, if you were to color, what, how far out the emotional body encompasses, you would actually color in the first two sections. First two sections here. Does that make sense? It's hard to describe.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so you're saying it starts from the physical body.
Yes.
It includes the etheric body.
Yeah.
And
yes. Yes, so this is true for every single layer of the aura. So the first layer, the etheric body, is close to your body. That's just the first layer, so it only encompasses that area close to your body. But if you were to go all the way out to the seventh layer of your aura, the seventh layer of the aura doesn't start way out at the end of the sixth layer. It actually starts where your physical body is, and it goes, it encompasses that whole, all of your aura, all the way out to the end of your aura. That makes sense? Okay. Okay, so moving right along, we've got the mental body, the mental layer. Okay, now the next layer is the astral body. This is the layer of the aura that really separates the physical aspects of your aura from the spiritual layers of your aura. So the first three layers, the etheric body, the emotional body, and the mental body, really have to do with your connection as a human living in a physical body. And the final three layers have to do with your spiritual essence. So the astral body is that layer in between. And there's actually a blueprint of, there's like a template of your physical being that exists in this astral body. So has anyone heard of astral projection?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that your astral body projecting out and flying into outer space or going on different adventures. Okay. Okay, so now the final three layers, layer 5, 6, and 7, are the spiritual layers of your aura. And I had notes on this, and this book has something different. So let me hang on a second.
Have you ever seen the book Hands of Light by Barbara Ann?
Yes, I have that. Hands of Light. Mm-hmm.
It's got pictures in there too.
Cool. Oh, great. Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the etheric template. And I'm pausing because this looks different than my other info. So hang on a second. Their template. So hang on, I'm going to pause the recording. I want to get something for you guys.